星光呢、這個銀河星光買咗
一架，
咁但係
即係佢買咗一共幾多啊？十八架，
正常下啦。
OK
啊，咁跟住蒙古嗰單又買咗啦，個洛南。
好啦，
咁我意思咧就話，佢梗係唔會上停船啦。個私人公司得佢一個人，你明唔明先啊？咁佢
自己都未同佢唔鬥數，可能佢叫嗰啲客直接匯錢過去。
唔係，我就係咁講咯。所以阿 Chuck expect 佢都係佢，所以我就 emphasize 嗰 point， 我就話。因為我希望用
Angela， 你去幫我將呢個 picture 咧，叫佢哋而家 fax 啊，依俾啊 Chuck， 就 for your information， 依俾佢就咁彈俾佢去。
咁所以我就話要 highlight， 我係聽得好清楚嘅。佢 emphasize 呢點，即係佢冇其他嘢，佢冇堅持，佢係堅持呢點。咁所以呢個就係、是、
我唔認為佢堅持，我佢有提過，但我冇應承佢。
我嚟聽我講啦，佢係堅持嘅。
佢
堅持就 subject to 你同佢 work out 個 time 啦。嗱，
佢堅持即係想收為止啫嘛，用乜嘢啫？
啊，所以我就話阿汪生，你都係教導下你個秘書先得。我唔想講人壞話，我而家
唔係狡猾噶，你要直接話俾佢聽噶。呢、這個咪要
呢個我就想我就 highlight 呢樣嘢啫嘛。冇氣喎，攞個 box 包俾我，咩意思啫
？Give them the picture. Give them。呢、这個 ，each 邊個
check 咯
？Give them the price that we give you last year, whatever you have each story number, each amount. Pay their money. They pay their money to Chapman. Take them away. We just keep going. Take them away 咩意思啊？
攞走 story。
Take them away, we just keep going. We did not go for a year.
佢即係話，即係呢件事就解決咗啦，咁樣樣。
Story.
啊，佢即係話呢件事解決，你就 highlight 個 point 啦。咁我差唔多嘅咯，聽要 call 得佢喎。
得。Chuck, we are both company more than 7 years. You and I have been a partner for 40 years. Tony, you hear that?You won't find a better family partner like this and get the job done quickly.
仲有多個信息。
I am not working for one.
仲有多個信息。
嗯。
呢、這個都係呢、這個係咪重要？但係我諗都係要講嘅。
係。
阿何鵬拉尾咧就同我講，佢就話佢唔想糾纏，佢唔想涉喺
呢個中間。
係而家住喺沙龍同埋重建嘅競爭中間，佢只係想買多利啫。
佢話想買多利。
係啦，佢話呢件事唔係由沙龍引起嘅。嗱，講得好清楚啊！呢、
嗯、
件事呢、這個競爭唔係由沙龍引起嘅，但係佢唔開心。
OK， 啱啊，我都唔開心。
嗯。
I'm going to tell them, sell them, Tony, and have a firm.With the amount of money, you should also tell Sini Ren and Yu Gear that Tony is the one they have to contact. I am going to put the word to contact Tony and to cross meet with Tony. Please, Tony, you guys, to get rid of it.
夠鐘啦，
喂，咁唔好理佢。We don't sell the dolly because it is. We do not sell the dolly. We because it is mainland China. It's very risky, but we want them be happy. Everybody be happy. Happy New Year. We have a Happy New Year. To start Happy New Year. So, okay, 打得。我咧去过嗰、那个。北京嗰個機場嗰度，嗰、那個總經理嗰邊咧，同我哋 contact 咗就差唔多六七年啦。你記得我哋最早去嘅，咁咧佢就同我哋agree咧要俾一等樓我哋，叫我哋搬過去。嗰、那個 business 咧，佢係北京市政府國家嘅 finance 嘅，咁佢已經同我講咗咧，提咗咧嗰個火焰山咧，亦都搬咗入去喺機場嗰度。 嗰度係免稅區補稅嘅，唔使俾稅嘅，所以呢啲嘢咧合法入嚟咧，我哋會 take care 嗰啲稅務問題。啊，但係呢個唔使同佢哋講。
你 call 佢先，搞掂咗呢個重點。
啊 ，Angela 啊。
係，不過呢個都係上次㗎，通年冇俾。
得啦，唔緊要。
知道佢係上次嘅事啦。
Your account code. 对不起，你所打的电话号码不能够接通，请查阅号码。Please enter your account code or account code and PIN followed by hash.
Mr. Chuck here, this is Frank from Hong Kong.
Yeah, speaking, is it Tony?
Yeah, this is Fred Wang. I have Tony here, I have Alan here, I have Angela here. So, who is on your side?
I'm here, it's Chuck, Fred, and I have Jim here.
Who's Jim? Who's Jim?
Chong
Jian.
Hey, Fred, I'm Jian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chong Jian. Oh, okay, now I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Did we meet before, Chong Jian?
No, never, yeah.
Okay, good to meet you here.
Talking to you.
Good to meet you here. I'm glad to hear you, see you now.
Fred.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, I wanted you, for one, to meet Jian.
Yes.
He's our representative for Chapman.
Good.
So, I just wanted everybody to know this is, business, Chapman business, as always.
Yes.
We're not looking out for anything else.
Yes.
And we're looking out for you. We're looking out for everybody. You know, you're very long-term friend.
Right.
And I just wanted to touch base with you on those, we were talking the other day about the 15 dollies that are left in mainland China.
Yes.
And Jin has been involved over there because he travels there. And
yes.
He's been involved with U-Gear and Cineramp and Starlight.
Yes.
And we wanted to talk about if we could work together and sell these to them.
Of course.
And get them off our okay. That's what we wanted to talk to you about. If we could work out to where everybody's happy and we can move these out.
Yes.
And get them off our books here because of a lot of reasons we're having. But that's why we're calling.
Very good.
We want to talk. Yeah.
Very good. Now that I first met with Jim, and I'm very happy. I will look forward to see you personally, Chong Jian.
Yes, yeah.
Number one, Chuck, now that you have mentioned...He is representing Chapman, and I can understand that he already sold quite a number of dolly in China already. So good for you, Chong Jian. I think I'm very appreciate. I think this is a great job you have done. Anything you do a good job for Chapman, I'm happy because Chapman and Salon, we have been come for a long way. We are like a family here.And in fact, I'd like to let you know that why I want to meet you. Salon been in Hollywood for more than 50 years, and China for more than 40 years. There are many, many new opportunity, but the market is big. And if you have such a good experience, both in China and in LA, particularly with Chuck, And I'm sure we can work together and make much more better business, proper business, honest business for everybody.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
And I just sent a photo to Chuck. I'm sure Chuck, your secretary, will give to you in a few minutes. This is a picture of a Beijing, is a picture of a Beijing government free trade center next to the airport in Beijing.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was there, actually I've been there since some 7 years ago when they first started. I was advising them in their project development. Not just for right. the film business, for many other, it's supposed to be art culture development. And right now, in fact, I just came back from there. I have a meeting with them last Friday in Beijing.
Right.
And you will see in the picture that they have a two big piece of big land next to the center that we are advising right. them to build a new, not just film, but media cultural development center there.
Right.
So I do see there will be a great potential of a business to be grown there, and I understand this. Jim, what is Huoyan San in English?
Next door for I'm sorry, Brad. Did you repeat?
Fair Mountain. There's a company called Fair Mountain. Also, they are the part of this. Their group is also moving their operation into this building Fair complex Mountain. There. So anyway, that is just a background, but now I want to let you know, Chuck and Jim, the market is wide open, it's a good chance.
Yeah.
We need the collaboration with Tony and James so that the chairman sure. can be much better developed in not only China, but all over Asia. Okay, I'll finish my talk. Maybe Chongjian, Jim, you and Chuck can give some briefing and what is your development, and also Tony is here. He can also collaborate with you both. Tony, okay. you want to talk first or
Thank
do you talk
Brad.
First?
Thank you for the introduction.
Okay, I make that. I hope I'm not too long introduction, wasting the time, but I hope it's useful.
I think I'm very practical person. I'm on the ground, 2 feet. So let me do an update, quick update. I think we have to be very cautious of our next move. Right after we talk, I immediately call Ho Pang and Yu-Gi-Oh respectively, but let's focus on Ho Pang. I immediately call him because I was awaiting the sort of final quote on the dolly on hand. So actually, I told him and I quoted to him, you know, the value as it was calculated, US dollars, $2.211 million. And this is very straightforward. And needless to say, I then sent the same quote to Hua Men Pictures finance officer as the person in charge, Mr. Le Fei, told me to do so. So they both have the copy of our quote, and then I follow up with both of them to see what is their feedback. This is their feedback as follows. I think we need to have very careful discussion how to answer them. The first feedback from Ho Pang, I hope you trust my word for word. He said he doesn't want to be clashed in the competition between Jim and Salon Films. He just want to buy dollies. And he said, this competition and this not too pleasant situation is not caused by Salon Films. Nothing prejudice against him, because Ho Pang literally think that you are competing with Salon Films to get this order. So I didn't say much, but this is his message. And then the feedback from Hua Men Pictures, the financial officer, two key points. I think this is the bottom line. First question. He said, why does he to pay a new dollar's price? Of course, he's still referring to 2018 price for the dollar that he has rented and paid rental for a year. That's first question. Second question, he said, someone proposed to him about appointing them as China's service center. He said, Hua Men is keen to do this. So, I think we need to answer his two questions. And I think the timing is right. I think Hua Men is now in a position to really look at this issue. And I think we have to be very careful. And I just urge everybody, if we're going to team up, don't do too many launches to them. Just let me do it. I will report my finding to Chuck, and if Chuck, you said Jim is your representative, of course you can copy him, or I can copy him too. That's not a problem. But the issue is that if we don't do this diligently and using one voice, one channel, then it would just cause noises and cause delay. You know, every business of this type is very crucial, very critical, and must be confidential. And I just urge that we have to move fast. And another far cry for me, Chuck, again, no prejudice against you. If we all align together, just chairman, and if Jim is one of your representatives, he is part of chairman, then it's chairman and salon, nobody else. And we whatever my crucial question, I need answers. I need answers within one working day. I think it now comes to a strict closing the deal, and we must be very cautious. This is my update up to this moment. As far as Yugi is concerned, I talked to Ben. Ben was with Salon Films for 23 years. He was my personal assistant, all right? So I don't think he would tell me lies, and I know him. I presented the same quote to him based on the price, and he told me he would talk to his investor. I know his investor. One is our mechanic in 25 years ago. The other two is a producer, and of course Tang Dao is one of the so-called investor. Ben said he's not immediate. He can't reply to me immediate, and I don't think the deal is on yet. He has to think, he has to plan, and he will get back to me. So I think now we are right in a very crucial moment, and I urge every boss, Fred, Chuck, and of course Jim, if you're part of chairman, let me do the talk, let me do the coordination with all this hire who has a rental agreement with Salon Films. I know them. And of course, I think Jim also knows them, but some has very personal relationship that with us. Not to mention Hua Men Picture has signed a strategic agreement with Salon Films. We're trying to turn a crisis into an opportunity. And please, consider and allow us to do it, you know, allow us to do the talking. That's my presentation, and that's it.
Well, I think, Tony, I'm very pleased you have made your clear statement what is in your mind here. And obviously, Chuck and Jim, I will also want to hear your voice, what is happening from your side. And I have my voice to follow, because I think these are all my imagination, because I'm trying to analyze the situation, just make sure we are all on the same page to get the job done easier. Okay, Chuck and Jim, I turn over to your side.
Yeah, Tony, and okay, so what we have here is we have Yugi dollies and Cinerad dollies. And I believe you have the Starlight film also?
Yeah, two.
Okay, so there's 15 of them. They total $3,632,500 U.S. dollars if they're sold. And they're all itemized out. I can go ahead and send that sheet to you if you'd like. But basically, Tony, you're talking, and Fred, you know, like you've always done, you're talking to Chapman directly. There's no other people involved. And what we want to basically do, Tony, is just go ahead and consummate that deal over. The only issue is that we want to make sure that they're under lease contracts, some of them that are expiring in a year or less. We want to make sure that is done friendly and nicely together with all of us, and that's basically all we're looking for, is to go ahead and sell these dollies to Yugear, to Cinerent Beijing, and to Starlight Films that are still there in the People's Republic of China. And Jen works for Chapman, and he's part of us, and you're not dealing with anybody else but Chapman, and never will, because that's our, you know, we work together, Salon and us. So if you could go ahead and let us sell these, or if you would like to do the deal, but we need to get it done. If that's a possibility, that's what I'd appreciate. And Jen's here with me, and he can follow through on a lot of this stuff with Tony, if necessary. Just let me know what you want to do. But I want to make the deal now while Wanda and the other groups are ready to do this. They're starting their place, and they want to get this done. And as for Chapman Equipment, is these prices are low compared to the new prices, and we really don't adjust prices on age or anything, because we lease, rent, and recycle. So the thing is, we never change our prices. But fortunately for them, the prices that we gave them originally are already lower than the sell prices as of now. So they're actually getting a pretty good deal. The only thing is, you'd have to release them from the leases, because they haven't expired yet on a couple of them, or a few of them from Salon, in order to do this. And we want to keep it, you know, together, friendly, and so we want to get it done. It needs to get done because of other reasons for having some problems with other companies that involve our business, such as insurance companies. So, let me know what your thoughts are.
Okay, I have come up with a plausible answer. I just want to let you know. What you say, of course, is one of the reasons, because we have to address to their questions. The other question that I have in mind, I think if you don't object to it, I will explain to them in a very nice way. I said for Chapman this is related to Cinerent, right? I tell them, in order for Chapman to chunk up with $9, it takes months. And now Chapman is very, very kind gesture of offering what they have on hand. Then they will, if they pay now, they will save months of rental. Does it sound nice?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I think this is what, of course, all these are just plausible reasons. The answer basically is no discount on what the price was. So this is the, I think I will get back to them in a very nice way, without offending them. But of course, I have to tell them quite openly that this is the kind of firm price. No.
I think, let me just comment here. I hear what you have been saying, and I hear what Tony has been saying. I also now understand Jim is under Chapman employment, is part of the Chapman US team, and he has been already selling quite a number of Chapman dolly in China. I think this is, as I said, I would love to see Jim also working with me, and then the salon have not only Chapman, but have 50, 40 years in China with many more new opportunity. As I mentioned, I just sent you a photo, you will see what is happening there. Now, coming to the Chapman dolly here, my analyze here is, Chuck, you and I is the boss. Jim and Tony is the staff. They are both working, whether salon or Chapman, is one body is renting or selling Chapman dolly. But I always thinking my position as a boss, really I'm an employee. I'm working for 100 employees in salon. Everybody call me boss, but actually I tell them everybody is my boss. Whatever I do is make money for everyone to have a better living here. I'm sure, Chuck, you understand this statement. I'm sure Chapman, with all these long years, is really keeping a good family with all the staff there working well. So here is the situation where I suggest Jim and Tony is our staff, but I turn around, I say they are all my boss too. So if they can work happily together, and get the information clear to each other, I think we all are happy that things will go smoother. Because I said I have a third scenario here. My third scenario is not I'm saying it's true or not. I'm just a common sense. In all the business year I look at, not necessary will purpose or unintention or an unintention. The customer, when they have two different voice, is they are trying to find out what is going on, whether it's from Chuck's Jim side or Tony's side, what is the Chapman Dolly situation that they want? They just want to buy. I heard Tony say that the gentleman, Ho Pang, was saying they don't want to be suffer. He wants to be happy. Sounds like he is suffering. If I am going to make an analysis, maybe if I'm Ho Pang, maybe I'm not saying this true. I'm very happy to see the both sides. You both fight each other, and I'm the buyer, right? Now I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying this theoretically, in general, in the commercial market, all kinds can be happen, and if Tony and Chuck and Jim and me, we all working as a one party. As Chuck, you just mentioned that Tony, you go and do a good job. Go ahead, do it. And last year we were in Chapman office, and already mentioned to you, say go ahead and do it. And I believe Tony have done a good job and working hard. But only missing part is our internal communication is not transparent and fast or clear enough. So let's work together and get this done quickly. So I'm sure Chuck, you will agree with me. I'm sure Jim will agree with me. So Tony, you will have no problem. If everybody agree this is one channel, even Chuck can go, Jim and Chuck can go to China, talk to anybody, but it will feed you the information. And so as you do, every time you do anything, you feed them the information. Then Chuck, you and I think we can be rest at peace then. We don't have to worry. What do you think?
I think if we can work together and get the sold thread, I think we're in good shape.
Exactly. That is what I'm trying to say. That if Chuck, I'm sure that the Jim has been working very hard. He's very honest. Tony has been working hard. He's very honest. And Ho Pang, I was just joking. I say he might be playing the two in between. That's joking. I don't think he's a bad guy. But as long as we all work together and try to be efficient together internally ourselves, we are all checkmen. So therefore, we should be able to get this done quickly. Now, the surface. Remember, I said this. Let's finish the selling part first. Then we will talk about the maintenance service. After Salong always have a good job, and so has Chapman too. You know, we learn all the proper support service from Chapman, and we try to do a good job. Now, let's get the selling part done first before we go to the maintenance service. The selling part.
Yeah, because
yes, go ahead.
Excuse me, Fred.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Fred.
Yeah,
I can't tell. It's Fred. Okay.
Yeah, it's Fred.
Brett, every company that we dealt with in the past for all these years, and you know about this, is that they want to have somebody to take care of their equipment in the building. You know
exactly.
So we can address this and entertain these thoughts later with parts and people with service centers and so forth. You know, because over the years, we've done that. You've had guys that take care of stuff, and everybody has. So we can address that later if you want. That's fine. I'd rather, because like you said, it's something that can be done after this whole thing is rested.
Exactly.
That's put to rest.
Exactly. Agree. You know, that's why I'm saying let's take care about the sales things first, you know, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So the sales things now, as Tony has mentioned, correct me if you think I'm wrong, my analyze there is
The old dolly, the new dolly. The new dolly will take time to delivery. The old dolly is existing there. If the customer willing to buy the old dolly at whatever the price, Chapman, you are now quoting, is already a good deal for them, and that they can save their rental, and so be it. If they wanted to, and they sign the contract and finish. If they want to have a new one, and certainly we can sell them a new one whenever the new one is ready, which I will guesstimate it will take at least half a year before you will deliver it with all this dolly. So I'm sure this is...
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot,
exactly.
Fred.
So the delivery
They wouldn't be very happy about that.
Exactly. So the delivery time will have to come up from Chapman. You quote a time, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever you deliver, you in one lot or in three shipments, whatever. If they like that, they can wait. You know, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do. You have to go by the schedule in your manufacturing there. So old price, new price, delivery time, whatever, it's all transparent. And whatever the customer wants, Tony, you can offer to them, you know, there's nobody, we are not God, nobody can make changes, just go by the, whatever the logical schedule there. And price is already there, new price, old price, so customer can have their choice. And Chapman can make the decision what you want to do. And as long as Jim, you and Tony, Jim, come to Hong Kong and I'll pay you a round trip ticket. I'd love to see you. If you don't make the time to come here, Chuck and Jim, I'll come to see you. Maybe in early March, I will have a trip to L.A. I will meet you by then. And I'm sure that beside the Chapman dolly, there are many more. Chapman mentioned to me that these are all traditional dolly. There are many more new business. Some can sell, some are not selling, and we can have many more opportunity. And I think the future have a wide open. And maintenance service, I agree with you, Chuck. Let's take care of the sales first before we talk about the maintenance. And I'm sure we are, as I mentioned to you, we are now putting the salon operations in. Last Friday, I have talked to them, helping the Beijing government in doing in their tax-free port there. In a big operation center that we are advising them how to build. So it will take time. It's not something for tomorrow. We can continue to discuss that. Now, Tony, anything else you want to bring up? Tony, no more things to bring up. Jim, how about you? From your side, I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see you in March. Thank you very much for the offer. Thank you.
Okay. Now, let me see. My statement there are very clear. Tony and you and Chuck can follow up on all this situation and see what the customer want to do. Okay, thank you so much.
Go ahead. What you said earlier is very true. Jim is probably going to talk with Tony, and then I'll be there, and I'll be around. But I'm going to hand it over to Jim, and he's going to work with Tony and get this stuff done, hopefully.
Very good. Jim, remember, you and Tony, you are all should be a partner together. We will have a good battle to be winning battle together.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm here too, just like you.
But don't forget, Chuck, I told you, you and I the boss, but actually you and I is the servant. We serve everybody. Right?
Yeah, that's correct. All the people and families here at the company.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Thank you
very much, and we'll talk again. Thank
yep.
you. Okay.
Bye. You have Jim 嘅 email 電話。Okay, good. 嗱，
你 call 我噶嘛？
呢條契弟咧，以前咧就搞屎棍嘅，嗱，即係大家俾面佢啦。 咁佢以後咧，佢喺中國嘅 connection， 佢未有拉到我嘅 level 咁高。啊，當然我嘅 level 高冇鬼用，因為我唔會去做生意。你咧捉住佢咧，你要用佢，冇同佢，唔需要同佢鬥嘅。佢能夠幫我哋揾錢，就恭喜佢。啊，佢而家嗰度睇個樣咧，佢而家係阿 Chapman 嘅 staff 嚟嘅，明唔明啊？
佢
俾錢佢咯。聽聞肯定有俾錢佢噶，佢唔會話免費做嘢噶。
唔係佢但係嗰啲傭都夠
咯。明唔明啊？唔理佢傭好咩好，即係阿 Chuck 咧，可能咧就用咗佢。Chuck 咧，你而家我哋要分析 Chuck 咧就唔會將佢撇甩咗。Chuck 個老婆係個 owner family， Chuck 要自己表現佢嘅水平。Chuck 拿住呢條契弟咧話：嗱，我中國又賣咗幾多都十幾架噶咯喎，明唔明啊？二十幾萬一架喎，咁佢梗係同個老出文話：嗱，我幾好啊，我做得好，我係你女婿。啊，咁啊，老出文咧嗰日你叫佢開會啦，撳鬼住佢，冚唪啲嘢 rental 係我哋沙龍嘅。嗰陣時佢預備 cut 我哋噶嘛，記唔記得啊？老出文話：你坐喺度噶，咁老出文坐咗喺度，佢冇得喐。今次咧就衰仔咧，阿 Jim 咧又喺度撩啦。啊，咁啊，今日咧佢就唔了啦，佢冇其他人啦，佢冇揾阿老出文嚟，冇揾個老婆嚟，啊，淨係揾阿 Jim 嚟嘅話，咪講和咯。咁我哋做生意啫嘛，咪講和咯。喂，佢係佢個 commission 係佢嘅事，我哋呢度咧，嗱，我而家翻落嚟，我哋嘅 business 嘅，我哋嘅你嘅 position 你要點樣樣？啊，對住嗰個 China 嘅話。Channel 佢而家一定要跟你啦，你個 gym 嗰度要同你聯絡啦。現有嘅你買就係呢個價錢，你要攞新嘅你就等，起碼六個月後，六個月後再過多六個月你都到期啦，明唔明啊？咁你咪租完收完租咪咪俾個新咗佢咯。佢願意等嘅話，你 quotation 你叫阿 Chuck 你 call delivery time 幾時？佢冇話冇可能即刻俾貨你嘅。
唔係。嗰、那個大致上係我明嘅，好清楚。我想講咧，而家我哋
引出嚟俾我。
而家我哋就嚟，而家係華文先嚟係 in the position， 佢想佢有能有乜錢，而家有時間睇，佢亦都想 close a deal， 就唔好自由生枝啦。我哋而家 get back to 佢，就答翻佢兩個問題。我先同阿學牌講。
一係買舊嘅，一係買新嘅。
冇經驗新嘅。
咪買舊嘅咯。
因為點解咧？而家大家都係 focus on 佢買手樓上，因為喺 Chapman 佢頭先冇講啊，其實阿重建話俾何鵬聽 ，Chapman 唔買新嘅多，你俾沙龍啊，你明唔明先啊？阿何鵬講嘅呢個
唔奇啊呢個
唔係奇唔奇問題啊，我意思就話我哋而家全同求異，而家大家講到興下合就買你手樓上，因為點解咧？嗰、那個邏輯好簡單。Chapman for whatever reason 刺激佢，佢就唔想有嗰啲即係未賣出嘅多利喺中國。如果佢再買翻新嘅多利入去，佢嗰啲多利仲喺中國㗎，你明唔明先啊？係嘛？咁仲有喎，佢唔知道你會還翻嚟嘅喎。以其業嘅九加九咯喎，九係你賣嘅，另外九係租嘅，仲喺處，你唔還翻嚟嘅內，你唔行嘅喎。呢個唔係佢最大目的。
冇，我哋仲一定要還㗎。兩年噶嘛，我哋個 contract 到期要還。
我依係一年後嘛，唔止一年，有啲係2020，有啲2021噶。即係我想講喺 我理解 Chapman 嘅邏輯就係佢 focus on 賣嘅收入上啱嘅，一定係交貨期嘅問題啦，啊加價嘅問題啦。我諗對方都係咁諗㗎，華文而家佢問你有冇 discount 啫嘛，係咪先？咁而家我就用翻呢、這個，就唔好講，唔好節外生枝啦。總之你收入上呢個多，你而家Chapman 就好客氣，佢就話第一。新的多年都有加價啦，加價幾多唔知啊，我知我唔講。咁仲埋咧，就為咗即係大家好 efficient 去做呢件事咧，你生產都要需要時間嘅。咁以月嚟計，咁你最緊要你手頭上呢個已經現貨啦，你賣咗佢一個呢、這個價錢，佢又唔能夠減啦。咁樣講呢個第一個問題。Service centre 就係話。呢個可以傾，但係唔係呢個時候，因為點解咧？就呢、這個大家都要有個交往先啦，係嘛？交往同埋睇個你能力啊，咁呢、這個 Chapman 話可以考慮，但係唔係呢個時候咁咯。咁但係我會同阿何鵬講得好白㗎啦，就係、是、話、
這個改你，你話賣佢而家同你買嘅 service center 咧係下一步沙龍會。
支持呢件事，沙龙就係 Chapman 會支持你去做埋 service at the proper time and proper arrangement。你啲人啊、training 啊、spare part 啊呢一系列嘅，咁啊，你唔做啊，佢自己都會做啦。啊，但係呢個唔係即刻做，啊，咪以後講咯，賣咗嘢先，係嘛？
這個我會同學生講㗎啦。
好。
啊，咁啊，所以呢兩年答咗佢先。咁因為我問阿咪係嘛？你心目中想幾時成交啊？你合同得就得㗎啦。你明唔明啊？即係佢其實係 ready。
你合同得就得嘅，佢講嘅。係。咁啊，就快手做合同啦。
所以係即係你做生意睇時間啊嘛。佢得嘅時候，你咪又啱時候就賣佢。但係佢唔得嘅時候，你賣都冇用㗎。
嗱。如果得咧，快手同佢做合同，但係咧，因為佢係牽涉到我哋 lease contract 呢扎嘢啊，咁你一定做個合同咧 ，payment 嚟香港。你而家因為你個 lease contract 係香港嘅，咁我哋會 pay 去美國。
唔係，我一早同佢，
即係你頭先話嗰篇嘢。
唔係，我一早同佢講咗㗎啦，我同佢阿律師講咗，講咗兩次，我同阿何鵬講咗三次，美金到香港，係嘛？你其實講咗㗎啦，佢冇問題啊，講冇問題啦，但係唔係咁容易啊，真係點解咧？即係都係睇個 transcript， 佢當然佢而家未去到呢個合同嘅步驟，佢講得好清楚，錢要去 check，
錢要 check 咪係你北京去定香港去就佢有收錢就得㗎啦。
當然你呢、這個你要
我俾得錢佢啦，我一定 guarantee 呢邊收到錢我先俾。
呢、這個等你去 sort out 啦，但係我想講咧，
我呢度冇 guarantee 收錢，我點會俾錢佢啊？
唔係呢個你要 sort out 啦，但係嗰個 intention 係表揚得好清楚。我呢、這個當然係你嘅事啦，我只不過提醒啫。因為實際話，阿何鵬講得好明，佢而家係轉移資產，佢而家想將先力北京租翻嚟嘅多利轉移咗去華文先力嘅。嘅 own 嘅資產，佢好清楚呢件事，你明唔明先？咁所以佢係一定要飛埋我哋㗎啦，因為我哋租約在身啊嘛，同埋佢多年佢都要出翻嚟，佢先再進得關㗎嘛。佢出嚟就係、是、要 clear 咗個 temporary import 啦。
未一定㗎，未一定嘅，有可能啊。北京嗰度講咗，佢係嗰個 free port 嚟嘅，入咗去就當咗出咗中國㗎啦，可以有可能。當然佢呢手續佢點做佢嘅事。
因為呢個佢哋 sort out 啦，但係我哋意思呢、這個咧。咁即係佢哋，我哋有咁樣。
即係頭先我都講，火焰山喺度開咗個，攞咗個 building 喺度咧，預備嗰度做個免税基地嘅。
唔係，好多人都係咁噶啦，我真啲講到天下無敵，嗰笪地方。
咁梗係啦，大家都知噶，作大陸佬講就得，但合作都做到喎。你唔知佢做完咗之後，可能三年、一年後、兩年後，政府話你唔啱嘅，又差鬼佢。
係佢火焰山唔會咯，我話你聽，可能佢租個 office 咯，因為而家火焰山嗰笪地啊，每年300萬租金。你明成日講舊年九月先至入伙啫嘛，你點會走去果樹咧？掛個名就得，啊呢啲我知
道。你都識㗎啦，掛個名喺嗰度攞免税嘅享受。
呢啲，但係我想講咧，就係話，即係所以而家咧，即係我哋覺得起碼說服到阿七，我哋有能力做，就叫阿尖 shut off。你明先啊？
你唔好叫佢手啊！講埋。
唔係，我哋咁樣講嚇。咁我而家咧就盡快。
阿尖今日已經係 agree 係要同你 partner 嘅，即係你要俾啲面佢，但係你要小心呢條契弟好蠱惑嘅。
嚇！做出嚟。唔係我。
你有先啦。
唔係我梗係梗，我梗俾我唔會得罪人嘅，我真係你唔使擔心。啊！但係我咧就話咧，我要同呢、這個，阿何鵬係個核心嚟嘅，可以呢、這個話咪係聽佢講嘅。
何鵬，我哋同佢點樣關係啊？
我哋同佢冇乜關係㗎。
何鵬係咪以前先嚟嗰個人啊？係
咯，就先嚟北京。
踢走咗我哋嗰個人叫咩？踢走沙龍嗰個人，佢人品點啊？
嗰個人品咧，老狐狸嚟嘅。
嗯。
嚇！就佢係好熟。都冇辦法啦，佢做幾
生意咯，佢食得阿 Simon 嘅話，佢都夠惡啦。
係啦，咁同埋嗰啲客落喺佢先嘛，馮小剛啊、章子怡啊、張藝謀嗰啲全部喺佢手裏頭嘛，係嘛？咁所以佢而家佢 number one 㗎啦，喺呢個喺中國啊最大嘅穿鎖公司㗎啦。點解咧？上次阿 Ben 想報嗰套嗰套片烏爾善，即係畫皮一個導演嗰套片。封神就係、是、講封神嘅，喺青島拍。阿 Ben 真係租咗個倉喺青島，佢住埋嗰度先。佢諗食硬嘅，佢同 Simon 合作 ，Simon 啲夥計同我哋講1億 器材、租金，食硬嘅諗住煲咗成一年嘅，點知就俾阿學鵬入咗。學鵬喺青島有個名，但係佢冇倉庫住。啊，佢仲早個 band 喺個樹叫做入住嘅。咁另外阿張志嗰套《帝王業》又係講緊一億租金，阿 band 就諗住食硬嘅。點知張志打電話俾學鵬，阿何叔叔，你做唔做呢間生意？咁冇得爭啦，個明星出到聲啦，有邊個爭啊？咁呢兩單係對 Yuki 係一個好大嘅失落。咁當然其實佢後台就係 Film Gear， 因為 Film Gear 嗰邊登啊嘛，你明唔明先？咁呢兩單就俾何鵬嚼咗啦。
Film Gear 即係咩啊？科研山啊？
唔係 Film Gear， 山明嗰間燈光公司啊。
哦。
你明唔明先？佢俾阿何鵬踢咗出局，佢心唔識噶嘛。佢想喺中國再做翻個出租公司啊嘛，啊！但係佢做嚟佢做唔起啊嘛，佢咪搭咗阿 Ben 呢個通天經紀去做咯，佢俾資源阿 Ben 做咯，咁好容易好多嘛，有個生產商喺兩邊，你要乜燈都有，係嘛？咁所以長話短説啦，我覺得咧，而家喺呢個 moment 咧，我要盡快加速，就係、是、要盡快同埋我先乜嘢嘢，我先同學伯講過先。佢其實佢企喺我哋嗰邊嘅，點解啊？阿重建同佢講嗰啲嘢，其實佢唔應該講俾我聽，亦都冇必要佢講曬俾我聽。你明唔明？如果唔係我邊有咁多料啫？
我彭我見過未㗎？
你明唔明？你都大年紀嘅六廿幾嘅。
我彭，我哋嗰陣時做 Ultraviolet 嗰、那個嗰陣時，喺有間有同我哋爭嘅，係咪我彭啊？
跟咗唔係，唔係嗰個炮打雙燈嗰、那個、那個導演，
嗰、
那
個叫
何平，
何平嗰、那個何平何平，嗰個叫何平，對對
冇咗啦，咁樣真係聽唔到消息啦，
死鬼咗啊！
唔係冇咁就人，聽唔到消息。
嗰、那個叫何平，對、那個何平，嗰、那個唔係何鵬，嗰、那個何平，
何平嘅嗰個叫呢、這個何公何個何，兩個人。咁嗱，咪就長話短説啦。而家走直路噶啦，而家走直路嘅話咧，就我要即刻覆翻阿何鵬，攞咗講咗俾佢聽個 update， 聽佢有咩講，我先至再覆嗰、那個、那個 CFO， 就答翻佢兩個問題。咁就係我要同阿何鵬攞共識。
你捉住何鵬，我諗佢係主力，因為點解咧 ？CFO 都冇唔會話揀咩嘢買。如果學鵬話：，這個得㗎啦，舊嘅我要啦，咁你咪搞掂啦嚇。
唔係佢 buy 㗎啦，佢基本上阿學鵬咧，佢係接受舊錢唔係佢㗎嘛。如果佢啲錢佢同你一蚊攆到盡，有啲錢係人哋㗎嘛，啱唔啱先？佢有嘢用得㗎啦，係嘛？咁所以佢唔介意你身係舊嘅，都喺佢手啫嘛，一出世喺佢手啦。咁所以我諗而家呢個時候要做呢樣嘢。咁阿 Ben 嗰算咧都要小心，因為我相信阿 Ben 嘅 case 同阿學鵬差唔多，阿重建有去同佢講嘢嘅。咁但係阿 Ben 其實佢上個禮拜同我講咧，佢而家中國范冰冰事件咧，即係
凍曬咯。
今年唔係佢唔係全部凍曬嘅，有活動。
好少咯。
今年個製作量會下降。
梗係咯。
佢就唔會話買曬嗰啲多利嘅，佢話點都買兩台。但係都唔係而家嘅事喎。你明唔明先？因為佢話點都要年底。咁但係我要同佢，即係我要同佢講嗱。Chairman 咧係心急，要一係買一係收回。咁你如果買兩台，早啲決定得唔得？係嘛？你話點租唔得咁多啊嘛？係嘛？早啲決定嘅話，咁然之後
退
要啦。
退翻嚟。
我啊，
唔租佢唔用嘅咧，咪退翻嚟。
係啦，但我哋同意佢先退翻嚟噶嘛。
但唔好同美國，唔好同美國講呢啲。
你跟翻我講咧。但係我同阿 Ben 上次講咗，我同佢講，我話阿七應承我，叫阿重建唔同你聯絡嘅。佢阿七嗰時上個禮拜開會，我所以話對佢 transcript， 阿七話佢會通知我哋嗰兩個客，只有 Tony 會同佢聯絡㗎嘛。個transcript 有冇咧？
通常你有啊？
少咗入邊咯。
有啊嘛？
有。
你唔好咁樣樣啦，我同你傾偈。
唔係，其實咧，你冇誤會，其實咧。你寫咗，你話叫我整咗，其實你又冇話叫我整，咁你話整咗之後俾阿汪生睇，咁你話星期一咧就俾嗰個 recording 俾你，咁我已經 send 咗俾你啦。咁如果你話啊，我需要我都要聽翻啲嘢，我想你睇即係有啲咩嘢寫咗，咁你咪話俾我知咯。仲有一樣嘢咧，其實 Tony， 其實有時有啲嘢咧，我覺得 係咪其實你都可以要即係冇星期六、星期日你都喺度做緊嘢或者乜嘢咁？其實咧有時係可以放鬆一下嘅，即係我覺得係咁咯。即係有時咁，其實我唔係話針對你乜嘢，咁其實係好簡單一件事啫嘛。係啊，其實我話俾你知，其實嗰個 transcript 咧，我星期日我自己喺屋企做曬㗎啦。係啊，咁你咪直情同我講，你話啊，我都想要睇下，我想佢。即係你話你淨係要個 video 嘅，唔係淨係要個 recording， 咁我咪 send 咗俾你咯。咁你話啊，我想睇下，即係如果係寫咗咧，咁可以睇下咪 send 俾你咯。其實即係我覺得你又，我覺得你諗多咗咯。
佢諗多咗唔緊要，
係啊
係
啊。
Let's improve. Next time when I want something, you promise deliver. 講完，一上次開 one time 做 transcript 噶嘛，我亦都喺 email 同你講清楚，我有講清楚嘅，可能聽唔清楚啫。我就話嗰句。我就要我嗰句 pay direct to check 呢重要嘅、啊、我唔係唔想緊張嘅，我都病緊啦。我話俾你聽，呢單嘢俾人張做正，我哋接埋嘅啦。以後邊度都唔使去嘅啦 ，television 嚟同我哋收機器嘅啦。你知唔知個嚴重性啊？即係我知，佢就周圍走，你話佢又唔面對，啲壓力喺曬我處。我喺屋企啊，我冇休息過嘅，我點休息得到啫？仲要關口
嘛，放鬆，仲要加埋放鬆。嗱，第一，我叫 Angela 安排兩個秘書俾你，唔係秘書 assistant。好多啲嘢，你會見到公司今日，我真係成億拱咗落嚟嘅。點解？我希望大家好。啊，而家咧，你見到啲嘢冚唪唥集中曬，你又唔好咁緊張，身體要緊。Angela 咧，你都做咗即係好幫手噶啦，但係唔好唔記得，成公司而家加埋是150个人，連埋國內啊，淨係香港嘅話都有17-80个人，點樣樣調整好？因為咧好明確，你都知噶啦，唔係俾你壓力噶，唔係俾你壓力啊，我自己有壓力噶，因為點解？每個月我要擺200万入嚟噶。所以咧，嗰、那個人哋做生意嗰啲冇話幾年咁樣拖喺度嘅，一定要建立好。我相信我哋而家係已經基本上安排好，大家努力冇問題。要收縮，要 balance 個 budget， 要出去搶生意。啊，大家星期唔好緊張，自己內部緊張咧就已經辛苦噶啦。嗰、那個 gym 嘅話咧，今日祝他一起跟我們講電話，你要明白這是什麼意思，他就表明表態了，一家人了，要阿詹，那我講了之後他沒有反對的，阿詹要跟你跟你一起做，明白嗎？啊，所以呢，你跟他，肯定我告訴你我不喜歡這條契弟，但是呢，你我表面我一定很客氣，哎，你們一起做吧，以後那些東西呢，中國生意我跟阿詹呢，他查問有多少生意而已，我們另外還有其他生意做大的，這個人用得，只要他幫到我們去找人做生意，看清一點，何鵬這個人用得，只要能夠幫我們找錢找生意來的話，你都要馬鬼住他們，但是要小心抱聽我們自己生亡。我說 OK， 行，你啊，好，補充一句，UK 就是阿 Ben 是吧？
是。
UK 在大連萬達那裡有個倉庫生意做不到，被何鵬吃鬼了。
那兩間生意做不到。
其他的做到多少了，不理他多少了。剛才卓漏了一句，他說他還在賣去萬達，有沒有聽到啊？慢慢聽他聽錄音啦。他說起我們有個漏了一句，他說那些生意 sales 的話還有萬達，不僅止UK and 科耀山啊，華文先人先力，佢仲有萬達，佢講咗句萬達喺度，睇睇係唔係阿 Ben 嗰邊有咩料，有咩消息，將大連萬達嗰啲 business 拉翻入嚟同經理做，唔好俾嗰個專人自己去做，賣中國嘢唔係就係佢賣嘅，佢又話唔俾我哋賣啊，你講下笑好。快啲去爭取 ，OK， 好，拜拜。